Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. We are back. We are here at the studios in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Studios of My Wife Hates Me podcast, coming to you live today. Well, it's not coming live. That was stupid. We're taping it, and then you get it. So.
Well, we're live to tape. That's what they call. We watch a TV show and they say we're live. That's
do talk up, please.
When they do a TV show that they say is live, it's usually just live to tape.
Are you going to do? Are you going to do the whole sore throat thing today? Is that what you're going to do?
This is my first sip of coffee. Just give me a second. Also, this is my voice. It's just this is how it is.
No,
it's getting deeper and deeper.
You try
in a couple of years, I'm going to be doing like that.
No, you think you're trying to be sexy. You think you're Brenda Vaccaro.
Okay, first of all, no one knows who that is. And secondly, I'm not trying to be anybody.
Yeah, you're trying to get this raspy voice.
I'm really not.
So anyhow.
Well, how you doing, big boy?
Well, I don't know.
How come a lower voice on a woman is sexier?
Because people, guys don't want to hear a lady. Guys don't want to hear her.
Because they're all just, every guy is actually a fucking homo.
Because no, a lower voice means you don't have to hear the fucking yapping and complaining.
Oh, well, like you can't complain in a lower voice.
Well, you don't hear it as well.
Why don't you put your dishes in the dishwasher?
Yeah, see, you don't hear that. You know, it's easier to blank out. Like the second Bonnie gets up today, it's nonstop. But I'm used to it now. It goes, whatever. I soak some in and some, it's just a repeat. It's a repeat thing every day.
Well, then do the shit they're supposed to do, and then it won't be a repeat.
Oh, really? I make my daughter a doctor's appointment. She yells at me for it. I get yelled at for making my daughter a doctor's appointment.
I don't think she needs to go.
Oh, really? You don't think? Did you look at her toe?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it red?
I know.
Yeah, it was. It was red.
It wasn't when I looked at it.
That means it's infected. That means she probably has an ingrown hangnail. And you want her to have her whole foot amputated?
I made her soak her foot in vinegar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen to you.
First of all, just listen to
who
you.
Who soaks your foot? Why do you soak it in Epsom salt, not vinegar?
I did soak it in Epsom salt. She soaked it in Epsom salt the night before.
And then vinegar the next night?
Yeah, because I looked up
no
on
one's
the
ever soaked their foot in vinegar.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Thought did it was you put a fungus, and it gets rid of fungus.
Oh, well, good. Then put your big toe in it.
I did.
Did it get rid of your fucking
you got to do it like every night.
And then how long does it take to get rid of the fungus?
About a year.
A year? To get rid of your corroded toe? Why don't you take a picture of your crotted toe and put that on Patreon?
Why don't you shut up? First of all, why are you like, you're so angry?
I'm angry because you got up yelling and
complaining. I didn't get up yelling
complaining. Oh, yeah. Your sneakers are like, okay. Why are you? This is what she says to me. Why are your sneakers loud when you walk on the floor? There's no answer to that.
I said, I guess I don't need an alarm clock. You've got your sneakers. First of all, I don't know why your sneakers are on in the morning.
Because I'm taking my daughter.
They're so loud.
I'm taking my daughter out to the bus. I don't want to do it barefooted in this cold weather. Wow. So I put my sneakers on. That's why. You don't know why?
That's why.
Oh, really? Is that your comeback? Huh? I don't know why you're wearing pants outside today. Yeah, you know. So, why are your sneakers so loud? That's her getting up. Then, yelling at me for making a doctor's appointment.
I didn't yell at you.
Well, you, yes, you go. You can't. I can't go.
That's when my class is.
She goes, I can't go at 5:30 or 5:10. I go, why? CrossFit.
No, stop with the, don't say no, that because out loud.
It's, why? Because, wow, you, everything about me you put out loud, but you're in a cult or, here's my theories. You want my theories?
Yes, please.
One, you're brainwashed. No. Two.
You go to the gym every day. No, you're constantly, but I don't like, have I to go. To the gym.
No. If I had to take my daughter to the doctor or go to the gym. Okay, here's my theories. One,
I didn't go the last 2 days in a row.
You're guaranteed brainwashed.
I'm not brainwashed.
You're brainwashed. Two,
I hate that, like, it's like, okay, go ahead.
You're infatuated with somebody there. Like, that happens.
It's all women.
No, it doesn't matter to me. I'm telling you, I'm not jealous. It doesn't matter to me.
You think everything revolves around being, like, that's attracted where my friend, to some swinging dick. It's not.
I didn't say it's swung. It could get point. It could go.
Stop. You know what I'm saying.
Look, I had a friend that lost his wife to someone in CrossFit.
He lost her?
They got divorced over CrossFit because she started seeing somebody. Okay.
Well, and like, I don't, we're all the same, I
but,
guess.
Yeah, no. I'm not. Okay, so that's theory number two. Theory number three is I don't really have a third theory. I mean, what could be a third theory?
That I enjoy it.
No one enjoys
it. That's the theory that is. No, at first, I do like it because it's so quick. It's like I go there.
You don't like sex? Go ahead.
I go there and it's like.
Oh, well, now your voice is better?
I go there and the workout is more wonderful. No, it's like it's already taken care of. They tell you exactly what to do.
You're a slave. You're brainwashed.
Gossipy, like whatever, with the other girls there. You know, it's like I don't interact with regular people ever. This is the only time, you know.
It's not true. You interact.
At the pool? In the
summer?
The
ladies? No.
In the summer?
No, you went to. You hang out, you go to their houses.
No, I never do. When do I do that? I never do it.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, you were gonna.
No, but I was sick.
You were sick New Year's Eve, but you were gonna go, right? So, you
know. But it's not like, look, I don't enjoy that. I just do it.
Oh, yeah, I hope they're listening.
No, none of them listen.
They do listen.
One of them.
Who?
That one I like.
Oh, so you don't like the other one?
I like them all. It's. Listen.
Who do you like the best?
It's not that I like for whatever reason, however crazy it is, CrossFit fits my brain. You go as hard and as fast as you can for very short amount of time.
Oh.
Then you're tired and exhausted, and you're done.
And you clean off your pussy.
And you leave, and it's like 5 minutes from my house. So it just works out.
Everything you do there, you could do at the gym.
Yes, but I wouldn't. That's the point.
Why?
Because if the workout is like 100 wall balls and 200 double unders, I wouldn't do it. It's too much. But there, you do it because
you want to impress.
No, because it's like, what are you going to do? Walk out in the middle of the workout? Everybody starts at the same time and whatever.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, thank you. You don't like it. I don't like golf. I think it's ridiculous. You enjoy it.
Yeah, who makes more money, golfers or CrossFitters?
I don't know the answer to that.
Golfers. I give you the answer right there. It's golfers. Who?
But it doesn't matter because we aren't doing. That's like crazy. That's
the cult. You can ask anybybody that doesn't go to
CrossFit. Let's not play Monopoly anymore because who makes money at Monopoly?
Like Parker Brothers?
It doesn't matter. It's like, it's a dumb argument.
Do you know who they are? Parker
yes,
Brothers?
Rich, I do.
Who are they?
They're the you two guys you fucking masturbate to.
Okay.
Fantasy dudes.
No, they're the guys who they're that's the company that came out with Monopoly. Parker Brothers.
Do you really think I didn't know that?
Maybe in Canada you don't know stuff like that. You know, they don't know everything we know about stuff.
The fact that you're filing your nails while we're having this conversation.
Well, because you know what happens?
Okay, but why? How come anything that I enjoy doing, you just
not anything? There you go,
out.
Exaggerating.
Well, name one other thing.
What? You know, you name it. You just accuse me, so you name it.
Okay, I also enjoy jogging.
I never attack you for jogging.
Oh,
I
so
think,
jogging you think is okay, but not CrossFit. What
I tell you jogging.
Why, because I'm by myself what? And you
no,
can...
No, that's not true. Because you could do it any time. You don't go, oh, I'm not taking my daughter to the doctor. Why do you make a doctor's appointment? I have to go jogging.
It's one... It's like, oh my God, it's one thing 1 hour a day.
I know,
why
but...
Why can't I just have it?
Which had... But you're right. Go ahead.
Then I yeah.
But
Tuesday
who would
I couldn't
say,
go because I had to go to the city and have meetings. Yesterday I couldn't go. Because
well, then instead of after you take her to the doctor or before,
I will just go to later class.
Go. Oh, then why would you get?
Because there's not the same people in the class.
Oh, there's theory number two.
They're not men. They're women.
There's men in your... It's mixed
I
class.
I know, but there's a couple of men, but it's not... Look,
I don't care.
The appeal is exactly the same as the women. You just... You're talking about... I swear to God, you just talk about your workout. You're like...
Plus, you're...
Oh, yesterday, I blah, blah, blah.
Plus, you go there with a celebrity status, you
no,
know.
No, I don't.
Oh, here comes Bonnie McFarlane. She wrote a book and made a movie.
No, they don't know, and they don't care.
Oh, they do know.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Although Kathy told me that one of the women, like, follows me on Instagram, and when people, like, put shitty things on it, you know, like, so, like one guy was like, too bad you'll never have this, like, you know, 12-inch black cock or something. You know, they make comments.
Oh.
They're gross.
Who was that? Who has 12-inch black cock that you know?
Oh, really? You want to know who that is?
No.
That's, Sir Poopy
wait,
Pants.
But you know who my favorite person is on Twitter?
What?
Handsome Jim Norton.
Oh. Because he made you a handsome Rich Voss. He didn't do anything to my face.
Handsome Jim Norton.
Why don't you make me beautiful Bonnie McFarlane?
Because maybe he doesn't have that app.
You can't do it.
So what happened to the girl at CrossFit that read your Instagram?
So she screenshots it and sends it to Kathy, like, you know. Oh, why are they saying this about Bonnie? It's like,
yeah.
I mean, like, they people who just regular people.
Can you
on
talk
Instagram
into the mic?
And Facebook and stuff? Like, they don't understand that I don't know any of those people on there. Like, they only know you know what I mean? They're running their accounts a little differently.
What they think if you have 3,000 followers, 5,000, they think you know every follower.
I guess so.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
They're not that stupid.
Well, why would she screenshot this shit?
Because maybe she thought it was funny and she agreed. Maybe they're talking behind your back.
No, they think they feel bad for me that I'm a hated celebrity. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't think I'm a beloved celebrity. They think if they think of any celebrity status at all, it's no one likes me.
Well, that is true in many aspects.
They're
but,
not wrong.
You know. So what else is going on?
So then I tweeted something to Kat Sadler. This is just a funny
to who?
Thing. She used to be on E. She used to be the co-host of E! News.
Yes.
Which I have watched a few times in my life, I will admit. It is my business. And she quit because she found out that her male co-host, Jason Kennedy, was getting double what she was getting. And they wouldn't give her the same amount or even close to the same amount, according to her.
Was he there longer?
I'm not sure, but it was a huge pay discrepancy. And so,
so now she has nothing.
So she quit, whatever. Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
In the middle of all this Time's Up Me Too shit, you would think that women would be like applauding her and holding her up as an example of like, yeah, let's you know, be firm with this pay inequality shit until it gets changed. Well, women just started lining up to take her spot as the co-host, you know. And so I tweeted that. And then one of my, I forgot.
Talk into the mic, please.
The followers, you know, that I have, that could be mean. So one of the guys was like, oh, she only worked half as much or whatever. And then Kat Sadler was like, I'm going to have to jump in here, Captain Poopy Pants or whatever his name is.
Sir Poop-a-Lot?
No, oh, Captain Poops-a-Lot. Oh, I'm going to have to jump in here, Captain Poops-a-Lot. She goes, it's not true. I worked a minimum of 7 days, 5 days a week, and he worked whatever. She laid it out. She goes, I'd love to know where you got your sources. She was having like a conversation with Mr. Seven Followers, Captain Poops-a-Lot. I was like, oh, Kat, you don't know. It's like, I don't know why. It was just funny to me. And then he wrote her back, and I don't know. Maybe they're dating now.
Why didn't you write to her and go, you can't take these people serious? I block them. Unmute them. Today, this
guy. He actually was nice to her. Thank God. I was worried.
What do you mean he was nice to her? Not after.
No, he said, oh, he goes, I read it in, he goes, I'm not trying to be a troll. I read it in Variety.
Oh. Well, some guy goes, says on Twitter, you know, yesterday, oh, you weren't on your game this or that. I go,
what? You know, for what show?
For Jim and Sam. Like, he critiqued me. I go, do you really give a fuck? Do you really think I give a fuck what you think? And they always put big fan at the end so I don't block him. Then he wrote, hey, you just, you know, you can't take constructive criticism. I go, no. I've been doing this.
Not from a dumb fucking listener in his car eating fucking.
What the fuck do you, I've been doing this 15 fucking years. A dozen donuts. I've done.
Why do we always go to fat when we're trying to, like, make fun of trolls?
Oh.
Fat fucking, I'm sorry, fat, nice people.
Yeah.
I keep doing that. Well, you fucking faggot person.
You can't say faggot.
Oh, okay. What could you? But how can you tell a troll that you really don't like them without calling them fat or a faggot? I don't know if there's another way.
I don't know. So, you know, you can't take constructive criticism. I go,
you greasy piece of troll shit. Hey, how about that one?
Yeah, that's good. Criticizing. First of all, I've been doing radio for fucking 25 years, 20 years. Do you really think, first of all, especially every day, I'm going to just go in there and kill? I do what I do, and I do a lot of it, whatever, on purpose. I do what, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing people don't realize, that you've outlined things weeks in advance.
Well, no. When I go in, I know what I'm fucking doing. You're just like them.
Yeah, am I?
Yes.
You know what I love? You know why I love doing other podcasts? Because they laugh at stuff I say, and they think I'm funny. You just, nothing. I try to keep it lively and entertaining.
Oh, is that what you do at
CrossFit? Do you hate me?
Huh?
Do you hate me?
No.
Like, I mean, we've been together a long time.
Yes.
It's possible you hate me.
Well, no, I.
You could love and hate me at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's every marriage.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So some people actually fucking love each other.
I love you. I love you, and I like being with you.
Oh, you really? Yeah. I don't make you laugh anymore.
You do too. I laugh all the time.
Why did your voice go so high? If you're telling the truth.
Yeah. So. I said to the guy, just fucking bug off. I go,
I said, scram.
I did say scram. That's what I told him, to scram. I said, I'll mute you, which is the worst fate on Twitter, is to be muted.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of these guys want to be blocked so
they
can
say. Screenshot it.
They can say, I was blocked by Force. Mm-hmm. And I go, being muted is the fucking worst.
That's some Black Mirror shit right there.
You know. Being blocked by Voss is prestigious for some of these people.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They put it in their, like, bio. You know, I'm a military man and blocked by Voss.
Oh, is that what they put? Is that your big ad lib for the day? Well, you got a big black thing in the middle of your tooth right there.
I don't care. I don't care what you think. Mute.
Mute. Yeah, how can you take it out? Let me say, smile. I don't know. Maybe it's just a hole. Maybe it's decay.
I do have a hole in there.
On the top, you have a little hole?
No, because my teeth, this one curves over that one. You see that, right?
Yeah. God, your parents must have hated you as a kid.
I asked for braces, and my mom said, don't be so vain. You got to learn some character in my house, man.
Don't be so
vain. My
mom
said, one time I said that I was ugly, and my mom goes, use your personality.
So that's...
There was no coddling.
What's the third thing you could do?
I said to my mom... I said, I lost weight. She said, keep going.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're ugly and you have a bad personality, you're fucked, right? If you think about it. Okay, some of these comics out there, not comics. Someone called me yesterday for marriage advice, and then as I'm talking to him, I ended up getting in a fight with Bonnie. As he's listening, I'm trying to help him, and we're fighting.
Was it marriage
I told
advice?
Him never
you
to call.
Told me it was something else.
That advice too. And I told the guy never call me again because.
You laughed, so you were joking.
Yes, but I was giving him different advice. But whatever, you know what? Here's the thing. I always say, "Here's the thing." I got to stop saying, "Here's the thing."
I got to stop saying, "Here's the thing."
Don't fucking say you're sober when you smoke pot or do this
that
or do that.
That bothers me too.
I hate these fucking...
I have no allegiance to anything, but I just think like...
These fucking comedies, oh, I'm sober, or I don't... Shut
I met a guy last night who was... he said that he was... That he overdosed and his parents hate him because he overdosed and, you know, he was a drug addict and whatever. I can't remember the drug. Maybe it was cocaine or...
You don't overdose on coke.
Well, what's one that you could overdose on?
Heroin.
Maybe it was heroin. I don't know. But he did say his...
You could have a heart attack on...
He said his drug of choice was cocaine.
You could have a heart attack. I don't think...
But he
overdose.
Was drinking a margarita. And I said, wait. Like, I guess you're not sober or whatever. And he goes, no, you... He said that you can just quit your drug of choice. I go, so you don't believe in gateway drugs? He said, no, I don't believe that theory.
Okay, well, you could transfer addictions, or maybe it works for some people. Everybody's different. But don't say you're sober if you're smoking pot or doing mushrooms or fucking peyote. Is peyote the same as mushrooms? I think so.
No.
Oh, it's not?
I don't know too much about drugs, to be honest with you, but I don't think so.
So, you know... Enough of these fucking assholes. And then somebody...
Well, the thing is about stand-up is that you can be doing drugs and drinking and stuff and still doing your job. But the thing is, it is a job. You should...
When you gave somebody a ride downtown, were they smoking pot in your car?
No. I swear to God, I didn't see any of it. Go smell my car.
I'll smell you.
Smell me. Smell me!
You know, a 12-step convention asked me to do their convention or give them a bid, and I did. And it took them forever to get back to me to say they found somebody else. So that means somebody undercut me or whatever. And I wrote, good luck. What I really wanted to write was, why the fuck did it take you so long to get back to me to say no?
Because they were negotiating.
And the other thing is, you get what you pay for. Yeah, they might have got somebody, but I guarantee they won't.
Remember my sister... said she was doing those shows for her charity, and then I was like giving her good names, and then she was like, we don't need to pay that much. Like by the third or fourth one, she was like, we don't need to pay that much for comedians. She goes, we're just getting these whatever. And I was like, but the shows won't be so good. She goes, these people, they don't know what's good or not anyway. Like, she was saying, like, the audience doesn't know the difference. But the audience might not intellectually know the difference, but they the shows are going to be either good or bad.
Everybody's not a fucking connoisseur about food, but you know what tastes good and doesn't taste good. Are you really? Is that what you're going to do?
Sorry.
You know.
I'm so sorry.
Why don't you throw out those dead plants, too? You got a lot of stuff to do around here. I'm going to leave. You know what? What I'm going to do now? Here's my new thing. When I go on the road, I'm going to write a list of things I want done. For when I get back. Is that good? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. You might as well.
Why?
Because you're a fucking pig.
I'm not a pig. Are you wearing lip gloss?
No.
Why is your lips like whitish?
Well, they're dry.
Oh.
So, you know what? They're like, You think I'm so mean to you all the time. Like, you got up and you were talking about my shoes. But you're just, it's just a constant barrage of I am not good enough.
No, that's not true.
I don't do the right things. I don't
Where do
look
you get
good.
That from?
Oh, my God. You're like, look at those veins on your hands. Look at that.
I never
What
did
my
I
God.
Say? Look at those veins on your hands. I never said that, did
yes,
I?
Yes, you've said that. You said that on a podcast before. Well, look at the spots on your hands. Look at the whatever. You point out shit all the time.
You do to me, too. Look at those blackheads you said on your once. You said, look at that.
Yeah, probably because you just said something mean to me, and I was getting even, and I'm sorry I said it. But I was hurt. That's what happens. Hurt people hurt people.
Do they?
Yes.
You look pretty.
Oh, don't. See? Stop.
On the podcast.
You don't walk around like a charming, lovely fellow.
Oh, I always compliment
Listen,
you.
No woman could put up with the kind of person that you are on a daily basis.
That's not true.
You're a grouch and a grump and a whatever. And then you expect everybody else to be like running around.
I'm not a grouch or a grump. I'm very...
Oh, you are.
Oh, no.
Look, last night I came home and you were like, and then you go, hope you had a good time. And the only reason...
No, I did say I hope you had a good time.
Yes, the only reason you say... It comes out like you've just read it off of paper. Like, don't forget to say this so she doesn't get mad at you. Hope you had a good time.
No, I
really, there,
it
that
on,
one's
it was on paper. It was on my hand.
But any nice thing, it just it comes like
no. It's you take.
It doesn't
I have a deep
seem
voice.
Genuine.
See, I
it
have a I have
genuine.
A deep voice. Deep voice.
Even when you say, "Oh, you look pretty," it's always like
you do
after you said something mean or you realize like you're being an asshole, or I'm about to like fucking go apocalyptic. Is that the word?
Well. I wish, listen, during the podcast, you look, what's wrong now? Your fucking eyes and, did you see a ghost or something? Why are you looking around like a weirdo?
I was trying to remember the word apocalypse. I was like,
did you hear Raina talking loud in her sleep last night?
I recorded it. I recorded some, I tried to record some of it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. She was like really babbling away.
What was she saying?
I don't know, but she does it almost every night.
Is she possessed?
Yes, that's what you should definitely go straight to. Oh, good. Good. You can do your worst case scenario on Raina now. Raina got your fucking shitty outlook on life, by the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. I have a great outlook on life.
She's constantly worst case scenarioing everything.
That's good.
Is it? What a wonderful way to live your life.
Worst case scenario, and then...
No, that you don't think that the anxiety and that have any correlation?
That's the right word, correlation. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a physician. I'm not a therapist.
I don't know if a physician is the one who does that sort of thing.
Therapist. Well, they, yeah, physical. Anxiety is physical. Right? Anyhow, look. Let's.
I love though that anything deep that you could actually like dig into, you just won't do it. Okay, get rid of those flowers; they're dead. I'm gonna make a list of all the things you need to.
I'm just yapping today. I don't have anything today.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you take your fucking shirt off then?
No.
What a funny bit.
Oh, look, Bonnie gets mad because I took my shirt off at in studio.
Can I tell you the honest truth? It makes me feel bad for you.
I'm
embarrassed for you because I feel like you're doing it like to me it reads as I will do anything for attention.
No, we all did.
And
it
it's sad.
Joke.
It's like
no, I don't listen, I'm not doing it for attention. I promise.
Really?
Oh, really?
Why are you doing it then?
Why are you sitting back and you know what? You're starting to sit like Sarah. That's how Sarah would sit on a podcast. You're morphing into Sarah. What happened?
Please, go on. There's no comment for that. It's like, I'm sorry that I'm sitting in a way that reminds you of your true love. Go ahead.
I don't want to argue today. I got too
much. I'm not arguing. You don't have to argue.
I don't do it for attention. I don't
First of all, Rich, when we bring something like this up, you don't have to be like right or wrong. You could be like, well, this is how I feel when I do it, or this is why I do it.
But when someone says you do it for something.
I said I feel like that.
You didn't say you
No, I said when I see that, it feels to me like you're this is how it reads to me. I will do anything for attention.
No, that's not true. So, because I don't even, I'm not even in the best shape I have been in years. So I did it because we're fucking around. They all did it. And I said, no, this is just going to cause a fight with Bonnie. But I'm not, I'm about 6.5 to 8 pounds if, overweight.
What if Karen and Micah were like, I was on their podcast and they're like, they went topless. They're like, we're young and we're, you know, these cute girls. And then I was like, you know what? I'll do it too. Wouldn't you be like, Bonnie, don't do it.
It's different topless.
You're older, you're established. You don't fucking do that shit.
I would love to see you doing shit topless.
No.
You got those nice tits you have. Are you kidding
me?
Bonnie.
Stop.
Would you do CrossFit topless if everybody was doing it?
No.
You wouldn't.
No.
If that was one of the rules, if that was one of the workouts, topless.
No. Are you insane? No.
It's, you went on top, you showed your bosoms on TV.
When I was young.
You weren't that. When
yes, was it? It was like 15 years ago, probably. Yes. And I didn't show the world. I knew that they were going to like pixelate them out.
You could still tell. I love your breasts. I think you have the best breasts on the planet.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I think you're missing my point. Do you see my point or no?
Your point's not valid. I don't do it for attention at all. Because I am
or peer pressure?
Maybe I was pressured into it. Yesterday I was pressured into it. But I'm about 6.5 to 8 pounds overweight.
You should now accuse them of sexual harassment. Because you know why? They're in a position of power. They made you do something you didn't feel comfortable doing. And
they didn't make me do it. I could have just got up
and
walked
out.
You
just said.
But I could
have. Really? You won't even go down this path as a joke? Like,
no, not when it comes to that. That's not. There's no joking matter there.
Oh, really? You're not allowed to joke about sexual harassment? Do you remember when everyone was like, it's okay to joke about rape? And women were like, please don't joke about rape. Now if you joke about, like, every email I send to a guy, I write on the bottom, you know what you did to me? Oh, and now some people get mad. Ooh, don't joke about that. Really?
You do really every email you send like
every
that?
Fucking email no, you that don't. I send. Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
I'm just waiting to get a job. I'm sure a job's going to come through any minute now. They can't remember everything they fucking did. These serial gropers.
There's some new people. Like, What's-His-Name was not nominated for an Oscar. Because
who's What's-His-Name? I need a little more.
You know.
Was it someone you did Jim and Sam with?
No, he's a famous actor.
Well, you did one with a famous actor.
He's going to win the Oscar.
Who
I did
it?
Bennington with him. Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
No, What's-His-Name wasn't nominated.
I need hair color, skin color.
Dark hair. He played the guy that made a movie.
Oh, James Franco.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was over. He was skipped over.
Well, I don't know if his was an Academy Award.
You don't think his... Why didn't he? He won something else, an award, didn't he?
Golden Globe, maybe?
SAG or Golden Globe or something? No, Gary Oldman won the SAG, right?
I haven't been following.
This is award season. I'm not keeping up with all the awards. We have a box of movies we haven't seen yet. One, we didn't get 3 billboards. And we didn't get the Gary Oldman movie.
This is the Rich Voss way, by the way.
What's that?
Is when you get a bunch of free stuff, you concentrate on what you didn't get. You don't ever say, oh, look at how wonderful we got all this stuff.
Well, you're the one who goes, these movies stink. I go, let's watch a movie. You go, they all stink.
I didn't say that. I said the ones that I watched did. I didn't like Call Me By Your Name. I mean, I get it. It's beautiful filmmaking, but...
What's it about?
It's about a fucking 17-year-old boy being seduced by, like, Army... Well, first of all, I don't want to see Army Hammer as a...
Who?
Gay guy.
Who's Armie Hammer? Who's Armie Hammer?
Yeah, look him up. Wikipedia him.
Wait, so you're saying, isn't that movie based in England? Or another country, Ireland or something? Or is that here?
Honestly, now I can't remember if it's France or Spain.
What other movie did you watch without me?
I watched Blade Runner.
I never saw the first one.
I did, but I don't remember it at all.
Everybody said that was a weird movie.
What?
Blade Runner.
Did everyone say that? I like how you get, somehow you get everyone's opinion on everything.
Well, Gail said it on Ron Bennington's show. It was kind of weird towards the end or something.
Well, it was really good in the beginning. That's the thing. I love the setup of the, like, dystopian world and, you know, how things work. I love all that stuff. But then, you know, they have a hard time fucking making a story out of it.
Was Wesley Snipes in it?
Nope.
Isn't he her original Blade Runner?
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I think so. So what else did you see?
Okay, we don't need to go through the list of movies and what we saw. I don't know. That's not a good... Oh, I am supposed to fucking trash somebody on this podcast.
And you got
to
do a read.
Okay, let me just do this.
Who are you going to trash?
I'm going to just pick one right now. Because this is something... This is... If you go to Patreon...
You go patreon.com / Voss and Bonnie. Patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Somebody won the bid on the shirt... On the shirt, the Team Voss shirt, and they got a whole. I just mailed it out today. A whole box of some great memorabilia. I'm talking one of the original Women Aren't Funny videos that was sent to us from the company. We got 10 of those.
So, I wasn't listening because I was looking for
the. I said somebody won the bid on the shirt that you said, you know. And half the money, when I do these bids, half the money will go to St. Jude's.
It's spelled a little differently, and it ends up at our house. So we asked some of our patrons, is that how you say it? Our patrons, members, if they wanted to be berated by me. Call it My Wife Berates You. And some of the, like... They don't have to pay extra for this. This is just something we do, some fun thing. So I got a lot of names, but I'm picking just one name.
Do two today.
No, I'm just doing one. Because I don't even know if I can do this because I haven't done any research. So this guy, his name is Matt Zaglin.
What? It's a stupid fucking name.
He goes, Bonnie seems to like my tweets. You know, really? You're going to use that as a like... Plus, he liked my tweets. You know, I like people's tweets if they're nice. If you're trying to be funny, I will like your tweet. Or if you're actually like a fan, says, "Oh, you had a great show." Why don't people come see my shows? And then I always like look at Twitter right after, thinking that somebody's going to be like, "Just saw Bonnie McFarlane's show. Amazing, so funny." Never happens. I want to see it right after. I want you to be in the audience. Take out your phone right after I leave.
I get
the
that all the time.
I don't. I mean, maybe I'm not good. Okay, so this guy, I'm gonna now go to his Twitter. He's a IT infra ops manager. What the fuck is that? Don't put shit on there like that. Like I'm a AOGG. Like people are supposed to just know your shit. What's the point? Oh, just so that other people who do that job know what you...
And he's a manager, like he's trying to impress us?
Yeah, the only word he spells out completely is manager. I don't have a window in my office, but I am a manager.
Do you think he has a cubicle?
He says, my views are my own, which people write on Twitter. Really? Oh, I thought you were just fucking...
Speaking for fun.
Oh, is your wife's in your ear. My views are my wife's. When he write that, you fucking dumbass.
You think he's married?
I mean, yes, because he's got a picture of a cat on his thing. Look at him. Look at this fucking dumbass.
Oh, God. he looks like a monster. Not like in one of those fucking superhero movies. He's the villain.
Let me tell you something. If he didn't get married a few years ago, he's no hope now. That's it. If that's not the face of a married man, I don't know what is. Let's see what his last tweet was. I'm pretty psyched to see Alex Borstein on stage at the New York Comedy Club in a few minutes. See, here's a fucking guy. He probably goes to shows. He's tweeting about Alex Borstein.
Who the fuck is he?
I think it's a girl.
Oh, who is she?
She's got 52,600 followers. And she says, if every chick sat down when using a public toilet, then we could all sit down. Hovering only leads to piss on the seat. Stop it. I've been saying that for years. I have a whole fucking bit about it. We're fucking soulmates, Alex Borstein and I.
You don't think she's doing your bit?
No, because it's a movement. And I try to say it all the time. Ladies, since we're coming together on a cause, let's sit down.
But you were doing that as a bit. Do you think she saw you do it?
No. I'm saying, like, women, that's something women think about. That's not like, I didn't just make that up. I mean, if we all sat down, we could all sit down. No, that's like women get together. That's like something we talk about at CrossFit. Guys, do you sit down? Let's all sit down. Everybody sit down. Ladies, we all sit down, then we can all sit down.
You guys are animals.
The fucking squatters are ruining it for the sitters.
You're like, come on.
Every time I go to wipe that seat, I think, a woman's work is never done. Is that the way we want fucking feminism to work? Cleaning up after each other's piss?
All right,
come on!
Wrap it up. We got to go. Do the read.
Oh, sorry. So he likes that fucking Alex Borstein. He goes on Twitter and... Yeah, like morning, amazing. Does he do it about Bonnie McFarlane? No. And then he wants, oh, I want Bonnie McFarlane's attention. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Probably fucks his cat at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. Look at his face. He wants his cat to think he's a cat. That's why he's got so much fucking hair on his face. Well, I'm just like you.
All right. Say goodbye to him.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you, Matt. Okay, now I got to do a read.
Do Brookline.
I will get better at trashing people. But I had to do it off the top of my head. I don't know. You know, it's not as easy as you think. Oh, he says, I favored him when he says, especially when I'm agreeing with her and pointing out some of Rich's misspoken words and meanings.
Do you understand I have to go catch a flight?
Oh, okay. Well, go and I'll just finish.
No, I got to send the podcast out. You don't know what to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I got to do a read.
Well, do it.
I got to find it.
This weekend, I'll be in Boston tonight, Thursday through Saturday at Laugh Boston. Next weekend, Hasbrook Heights, Bananas, New Jersey. February 9th, the Ridgefield Playhouse in Connecticut. Ron Bennington, Florentine, and me. Ridgefield Playhouse, February 9th. Go to patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Help us out. Help yourself out. Join. You get a lot of extra content. There's some CDs and everything up there. Whatever. The wall's coming down and we're putting the good stuff up there. An extra podcast every week or every other week. Whatever. 5, 10,
he didn't 50, 100
bucks. What?
He said, here's the read, but he didn't put the read on it. I'll find it. What is it again?
Blue Apron, right?
Blue Apron. Here, this is... gotta be one. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Blue Apron! First of all, I love this Blue Apron. Don't you love it? It's the you can tell when you get it that it is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what they do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steak and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes. Can I just stop one? Thyme, spelled T-H-Y-M-E. Remember that time we were at that place and there was a restaurant called Thyme to Eat and you go, hey, you want to go to Thyme to Eat? I don't know why that made me. Green beans, crispy shallots, and you can make any of these meals in under 45 minutes. So it is fresh ingredients. It comes with this recipe card that shows you exactly step-by-step how to make the food. Blue Apron supports a sustainable food system by setting the highest standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. So meals that serve two people you can get, or a family meal plan, or a wine meal plan. Six bottles of wine are delivered monthly. So Blue Apron is teaming with Whole30 to bring you delicious recipes. Our menu will feature two Whole30 approved recipes each week, like Mexican spiced barramundi with avocado, Tagarashi chicken lettuce cups with avocado, and kale and sweet potato salad. Kickstart your new year with Blue Apron Whole30. It's just so convenient. You get a variety. You get to go on and put, these are the foods I don't like. Here's the foods I do like. They will send, they have so many different, interesting, delicious recipes, and they're all very high quality. So, and very delicious. We've done this, and it's wonderful. I've taught Raina how to cook this way. Blue Apron is treating My Wife Hates Me listeners to a $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. So check out this week's menu. Get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
All right, that's good. We're out of here. Do what I told you to do. Go to Laugh Boston. Go to...
I'm coming in Ohio. Where am I in Ohio?
You're in Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop. Next weekend, Bananas this weekend.
That's at the end of February. Go to their website. Thank you.
February 9th, Richfield Playhouse. All right, you guys are...
Thanks, guys. And we're putting up a new episode on Patreon on Sunday. Okay. So you can listen to this and then go to Patreon and listen to that.
Why, thank you. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.